Cody Thomas leads things off in the bottom of the fourth inning. Idaho Falls leads Ogden 4-3. Obviously, it could use a long ball from Cody Thomas, who's hit 14 on the season. Jace Vine still on the mound for Idaho Falls. He's given up three runs in three innings of play. The Raptors scored three runs in the third inning. Cody Thomas 0-for-1. He flied out to left field in his first at-bat. Vines from the windup fires, and it's a changeup. Swing and a miss for strike one to Cody Thomas. Vines hasn't gone deep very often in games, so I'm wondering, second time through the lineup, how the Raptors going to fare. They look pretty good in the third inning in their second at-bats. Here's the 0-1 outside, misses, and the count's even at 1-1.
You bring up a great point, Tyson. It's often the second time through you can get to a guy.
That's true at every level. The 1-1, Thomas takes a breaking ball. One hops the right fielder, and it's a base hit for Cody Thomas.
Yep, if Luke Willis had been playing another 4 feet in, he would have had the first down of the inning. Instead, it's a clean safety at one hopper. Cody's 1-for-2.
Well, he saw the scoreboard and saw 14 home runs on the year, and he figured, I got to play as close to the warning track as possible.
Absolutely, respect the power.
Grissel Petre, 0-for-1 in the ball game, grounded out to third his first time up. Thomas, a stolen base threat at first base. Vines from the stretch. And the first pitch to Petre looks bunt, and it's bunted foul just in front of home plate, and the count's out 0-1. Doesn't matter if you're in the Pioneer League, AAA, big league, second time through the lineup. That's always a tough time for pitchers because hitters know how to adjust from that first at bat.
I guess that's why starters get paid so much more.
Getting through that second and third time through the lineup, it's good to have multiple pitches you can get over for a strike. Here's the 0-1. Fouled off to the right side, and the count's 0-2. I'm wondering, when we get later on in the ball game, if we may not see Ruiz as a pinch hitter. There's a time about K-Bear Ruiz, who's on a 12-game hitting streak. He's not starting the ball game. Petre, who's maybe a little bit better defensive catcher, is in there. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Ruiz later on in the ball game. Here's the 0-2 from Vines. Fastball outside, and the count's 1-2.
Grand Junction to score twice in the road fifth. The Rockies still batting, trailing the Barnyard Birds in Orem 4-2.
Well, Orem's been able to swing the bat. They've got seven hits in their first four innings. And Grand Junction, they're not going away quietly, though. Here's the 1-2 from Vines. Ground ball to second. Flips over to short for one. On to first, double play. 4-6-3 on the double play. And they're two out in the bottom of the fourth.
Nice play by Jordan Ebert, as he had to wait for the baseball to see it because base umpire Will Glinky was in the way. He did a good job to Glinky of stepping aside. Ebert over to Arizona to Dudek, and unfortunately, two down in the home fourth for O-Town.
Here's Jordan Parabek. Flied to left his first time up. He homered yesterday. Even though the batting average isn't there, he's still got some pretty good power numbers. And from the bottom of the order, when we've seen on both sides, who knows, maybe we'll see some fireworks here. First pitch, drive to left center field and deep. That ball's high, deep, and gone. Home run, Jordan Parabek, his fifth home run of the year and second in back-to-back days. And the game is tied at 4-4. When you talk about that power potential he's got, he showed it right there. Home run to left center as he touches home plate with the right foot. And the game is officially tied at 4.
Whiting, you called it, man. And JP is red hot of late. Great to see him moving in the right direction. Not just with the average, but with a power stroke. Knotted at 4. Here's Jared Walker, who tatered his first time.
When you talk about the opposite field home runs, we're seeing a home run from both the 9 hitters in the lineup. And Jordan Parabek, who's the 8 hitter for the Raptors, going deep. Here's the first pitch of Jared Walker, jammed in the hands, fly ball to left field near the foul line. That goes maybe 5 feet foul of the left field foul line for strike one.
And he was open for a bloop double. Well, unfortunately, Grand Junction has scored 5 times, still batting top 5. The Rockies a 1-run lead over Orem in the Utah Valley.
And over in Orem, they're looking at our scoreboard going, wow, look at all the action in the third and fourth inning. For Idaho Falls, they scored 1 in the third and 3 in the fourth. And for the Raptors, they've scored 3 in the third inning and have scored 1 in the fourth inning with the Parabek home run. No balls, one strike to Jared Walker. Vines fires, and it's a fastball inside for ball one. On deck, the leadoff hitter, Mitchell Hansen, who's 2-for-2 in the ball game. Here's the 1-1. Walker flies one to left center field. Racing in is the center fielder who makes the catch for the third out of the inning. A lot of excitement going on here in the fourth inning. Raptors score one. We're tied at 4-4 after four innings here on the Ogden Raptors Baseball Network.